Hi, this is Fiona Dourif, and you are listening to The Horror Returns.
Greetings, victims. For those of you who delight in dread, who fantasize about fear, who glorify gore, welcome. You have found the place where the horror returns. Listeners, beware. This podcast contains major plot spoilers and the foulest of language. Join us in celebrating the old and the new, the best and the worst in horror.
To The Horror Returns, the greatest show on earth, right, Brian?
The greatest.
I'm Lance, and with me, as always, are my co-host Brian and Philip. Philip, what are you up to, man? You work today, right?
Yeah, every day. I'm trying to make that money.
Yeah,
and, you know, pay bills.
still paying for the Disney trip from last year we were talking about, huh?
Yep. That'll do it. Well, and, you know, buying a new house and tricking out the Jeep.
Yep.
Oh, I got some new tires, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
My cool of the week. Yeah, I had to get new tires on my truck. They were worn down to, like, no tread at all. And
yep.
They happened to have these stock Hummer tires that would fit my Jeep, sort of.
You made it work.
Yeah, they barely fit. I'm gonna have to lift it at some point, but they look kick ass at the moment. I just can't go off road.
Yeah, I don't know. We didn't, in the tires you had a couple of weeks ago, we didn't have any trouble getting over that stump on the beach, man. I was worried. You had me freaking out on that one.
Yeah, that was a big one. These are like okay, so those were like 32 inch tires. These are like 35s, and if we went over that stump now, I'd probably break the fender off.
Oh, you gotta be careful. All right. You gotta lift the truck up, huh?
Yeah.
What's going on in Alaska, Brian?
Good weather. Sunny. Yep.
I'll bet.
Yeah. Everybody's acting like they're dying up here.
We're only it's
in
hot
the, only,
from the heat.
Only in the, yeah, early, only in the 80s.
Oh, I love it.
Not too bad.
I wish. I was in an attic all day today. It was like,
fuck.
It was like 200 degrees.
Yeah, it was like crawling around and working while you're in a sauna. It was awful.
Ouch. Oh, man. Well, you guys ready to move on to Cool of the Week?
Yeah, actually, I do. I watched... okay, so I've finished watching the second season of Westworld. And
oh, no spoilers.
I am confused as fuck.
That is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing a lot of people are tapping out because they're like,
yeah,
just confused totally.
Well, I mean, okay, so it starts out very philosophical and slow, and then it ramps up hard, man. There's a lot of really cool action stuff and
right.
and people getting killed and back to like first season shit, right? And then, at the end, just the last episode. No spoilers.
Okay.
But just the last episode, mostly, it goes, again, very philosophical, very fucking weird, and I'm still not entirely sure what happens. Plus, there's so many time jumps in it.
Yeah, they, like, that's what bothered me with the first season.
They jump from one time to another, and you don't know which time is real.
Yeah.
It's very confusing. I'm hoping that they straighten that shit out in the third season and maybe stop doing it, because it's not like Pulp Fiction time jumps. You know what I mean? This shit makes a difference.
Sure.
I don't know how old these people are. I don't know if they're fucking robots or not. It's
damn,
confusing.
Dude. Yeah, it's rough. It's rough. I had to tap out of Legion for that very reason. I couldn't keep up with it, man.
Yeah, it gets Legion gets really weird too. I haven't finished the second season of that one.
Right. That just got greenlit for us, season 3.
Did it?
Yeah.
I mean,
somebody's I'm watching okay.
it. I'm okay with it. Like, I want to finish watching the second season. I just haven't done it yet. But it does get a little weird. It very Westworld-y.
Yes.
On the opposite end of the spectrum, I watched Super Trooper 2, and it was awesome.
Nice.
They're in Canada. There's Ryan? some Mountie shenanigans.
Jim Law didn't like it. He was offended by it, wasn't he, Brian?
Yeah, he said way too many jokes about Canada.
Oh, right. Come on.
even more than a Kevin Smith movie, huh?
It was great. The best scene in the movie is when they're like posing as Canadian Mounties, and they pull over an American tourist, and they don't speak French, and so they just start spitting out this just French gibberish, and there's like voulez-vous couche à Luc Robitaille and what?
Oh wow. Sound like a stoner movie, big time.
Yeah, it's great. I highly recommend it. Highly.
Yeah. Allegedly, it's available, so I'll probably check it out.
Yeah.
What'd you see, Brian?
Okay. From our Is It Really That Bad episode, we had some questions about the Leprechaun.
The Leprechaun.
How did he get where he was in the beginning of Leprechaun in the Hood? So I went back to watch Leprechaun in Space. Oh. Which
we did some research.
Leprechaun Origins.
Which I'll get to that next week.
How'd that help?
Leprechaun in Space. Now, it has no connection whatsoever to Leprechaun in the Hood.
Okay. Totally standalone, huh?
Yeah. And that might have got a worse rating if we chose that one.
No kidding.
Sounds
it
like it.
It is horrible. Like, bad.
Leprechaun in the Hood was dumb, but it was funny.
Right? Is Leprechaun in Space the one that starts out in Vegas?
No, I think that... Don't quote me, but that might be number 2. It's neither 2 or 3.
Okay.
Which, I don't need to go back. Because it wouldn't even explain, I guarantee you wouldn't even explain why he's in space.
Right.
So, don't watch Leprechaun in Space. It's horrible.
Pass.
And then, Kevin brought up House of the Dead 2.
Oh,
so
yes.
I went ahead and checked that out.
Okay.
These are all on Amazon Prime if anybody wants to dare. I don't have anything bad to say about this movie, but I don't have anything good to say about it. It's run-of-the-mill, generic zombie movie. Nothing really special happens. Which kind of makes the first one a little bit better. Because it was so bad it's good.
Right. Oh, no. Anything really good you saw or what?
I'm still watching Sharp Objects on HBO.
Okay.
We're starting to get more into the story. Still no spoilers, only in episode 2, but I'm enjoying it. It really does look like it's going to be a nice slow burn.
Good
and
deal.
And I started The Expanse. I watched the first episode of season 1 and I think I'm in.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I have one not so cool of the week.
Just
fucking
one.
Movie You've Pass.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Movie Pass. I got hit with the peak price. I got hit with the peak pricing last night.
Oh no. How much extra did they charge you?
It was like $3.24, which I wasn't mad at cuz it's, you know, $3.
Right.
But when I got in there, okay, Lance, you've been keeping up with Movie Pass. So
sure.
What is the peak pricing?
Well, okay, you're doing it month by month?
Yes.
Okay, see, I'm exempt from that. I got lucky because I bought the 1 year for the $79 around, what was it, December?
Good decision.
Yeah, so they said, I read in the article, the yearly, you're exempt from having to pay the peak pricing until your year is up. So I don't know anything about it. My understanding was it was supposed to be like only like super mega hit movies and only like opening weekend. What movie was it that you were seeing?
Oh, the movie we'll talk about later on tonight.
Are you fucking serious?
And let me I'm sending you guys a picture right now. I took a picture of my yes.
Oh,
I got
no.
charged an extra price.
$3 extra for an empty theater.
Yes, and I sent it, and that is,
man.
And mind you, the trailers were coming on,
right?
So there were still people coming in. Another six more people came in. So
oh wow,
yeah,
practically filled up. I was like that too when I got in to see it, man. It was like I thought I was gonna have a Santos Ellen Jr. moment and take my pants off.
Well, you had Equalizer 2 also coming out this weekend, which I feel like is a lot bigger release.
Well, I wonder what the peak pricing for that would have been. Probably fucking $10, right? Huh?
Yeah.
I fucking hope not. That's a cancellation right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's going to be like every weekend we're going to review a movie or I'm just going to go watch a movie just because, I don't know if I'm going to keep it.
I think I think when this is over in December, I'm gonna let it go and pick up the AMC A-list plan for $19.99 a month.
Yeah, see, my theater doesn't have that, but what it does, it's got a point system though. So even if like say I hang on until like the rest of the year, I can just redeem my points for free movie passes. So
that's better than nothing. Okay. I went to Thursday night. I went to see Mamma Mia. Here we go again with the wife.
There was a lot of people there last night watching that.
It was a cute movie. The first one was really good. This one was really cheesy. But hey, the wife wanted to see it. What are you gonna do? But I ran into our man Richard at the AMC theater, and the dude that helped me out. I mentioned it about a month ago or so.
Oh, the AMC in Spring.
AMC Spring, that's my theater,
good
man.
Theater.
But another shout out to Richard, dude. I know you listen, brother, because he said, "What'd you guys go to see?" I said, "Mamma Mia." He said, "Is that going to be your cool of the week?" I said, "Probably not." we picked up a listener, dude. I'm glad you're listening. Keep listening, Richard. I'll see you up there a lot because I'm going A-list in December for sure. Fuck movie pass.
Rock on.
Oh, I have one more cool of the week. Last week, after we'd done recording, I took my youngest daughter to see Big in the theater, the 30th anniversary showing.
Oh, I saw you put that on Facebook.
Nice.
Yep. It's I really like that era of Tom Hanks movies.
Mm-hmm. Does it hold up? So,
for me, it does. She was a little bored she liked all the stuff where he was, you know, still, you could tell he's still a kid, but in an adult's body, all that stuff. But all the other stuff, she started, like, you know, looking at the crowd and playing around in her chair. But
right.
But she of course, wants that piano.
Oh, that they have in a movie. At the toy store that's closed down now.
Yeah, that's what I told her. I was like, oh, that toy store closed down. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep, Amazon killed the video store. Are there whatever.
They had a
so big
some sort of like little league wrestling in Florida where they had a
midget wrestling?
No, like I haven't actually seen the video, but I was told about it, so I have to share. There was a wrestler that was Jerry Giraffe from Toys R Us.
No way.
And he was it was a Royal Rumble. And he was gonna win the Royal Rumble. Okay. And then some dude comes in with this big Amazon box and beats him over the head with it, beats him up, and then throws him out of the ring.
Let me tell you my problem with that video. My Amazon packages don't come that quick because he called. Right. He had enough time to call.
Oh, he called.
The cell phone. Yeah.
Jerry Giraffe, later. Go to your own fucking store. Maybe that's what the fucking problem is.
Right.
Yeah, and I want to all you people that are so mad about Toys R Us closing. You guys weren't going in the first place. So yeah,
right. When's the last time you went to Toys R Us?
I know. Nez was there on every Star Wars weekend.
Fucking mm-hmm. Nez there though.
That may be the only time he was ever there, yep. But
he was a like secret society Toys R Us member. Mm-hmm. He probably funded the whole thing. I'm thinking.
Could be.
There's some sort of conspiracy there, and I know it, Nez.
So, did we get off track, or are we still talking Cool of the Week?
I think we got off track, but I was about to get off track again, and I just want to say, Nez, congratulations, episode 100.
Oh, yeah, badass.
Mac Nez and E-Society. And Dio, congratulations.
Yeah, that's where they are. I tried to call him earlier, and he said, what do you want? Fuck off. I'm busy. Of course he didn't say that, but yeah, I could tell he was busy, so I said, man, I'll just give you a call later tonight. Maybe we ought to try to call into him here, see if he's available.
He's probably got 1,000 people around him. Is Comic-Con still going?
Yeah. It's like, what, 6 p.m. there right now, huh?
Oh, yeah, he is like... He goes right. And goes. So.
True.
Occasionally he'll post. You know, well he keeps everybody updated with pictures and stuff. Everybody, you know, go follow him on Facebook, Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a lot of fun going on. But yeah. I think we can get back on track. Lance, did you do your Cool of the Week?
Oh, you know what? My Cool of the Week was a prior Cool of the Week for you, Phil. Fucking badass movie. I finally got around to seeing Red Sparrow.
Oh, yeah. That was a
fucking
cool one, huh?
Awesome. Yeah, such a great movie, man. Yeah. Have you seen it, Brian?
Oh, yeah. I saw it in the theater.
Yeah, I loved it, man. It's got everything in it. Great storyline. The twist at the end were all believable. It wasn't like another movie we may talk about tonight with horrible twists that make no sense. But it was well plotted out, and I don't know why it's two hours and 20 minutes. It felt like an hour and a half movie. For some reason.
A lot of people was like they didn't like it. It was long and mm-hmm. this and that. I don't know. It showed me what possibly this Black Widow movie could be.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly. It's not the Black Widow movie's not going to go hard R, but
yeah, I don't think it'll be as rough as this was.
Yeah, but I think it could work.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, but based on this movie,
Scarlett Johansson is just as good an actress as Jennifer Lawrence. I truly believe that.
Oh yeah,
and Jennifer Lawrence killed this one.
And I love all these movies. See, I'm not a really big fan of her in the Hunger Games movies or like the X-Men movies, but when she does like these other movies, this and like Silver Linings Playbook and Passengers, like I love her in these movies.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget Mother.
Yes.
But yeah, I thought she had a great. There was a great cast. I did not expect to see Sira and Hines and Jeremy Irons show up as the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
That surprised me. There were a lot of really talented people in the movie, and
Joel Edgerton was pretty good.
Oh, he was awesome.
Yeah,
Charlotte Rampling. She did her best interpretation of Anne Dowd in like The Handmaid's Tale or something. Just. Like really sinister. Great movie, Red Sparrow. Anybody who hasn't seen it, check it out for sure.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely worth a watch.
Definitely worth the watch. Well, we got a lot to cover tonight, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot to cover.
A lot of trailers.
This week, we're going to combine our news and trailer segment into one because it is Comic-Con weekend, San Diego Comic-Con.
All right.
And let's just dive right in it. Lance, I know you were really excited about this one. Star Trek Discovery Season 2 trailer dropped.
Oh, dude. Excited? Understatement, anybody? I mean, holy shit, dude. Man, I can't believe what I saw here. And then Pike in the original OG uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Original series uniform. Holy shit. And he's coming on board. And I guess it would make sense. They don't have a captain. Of course he's going to have to assume command. And, they mention Spock and,
yeah,
another search for Spock, I guess, huh?
So you're cool with all the comedy that they threw in there?
Oh, I fucking love it. I love the music. I love the what was the song that they were playing in the background, Brian?
Oh,
I mean it was a new version of it, but I think it went great. Okay, so a lot of people, like old school Trek fans, get pissed off. They got really mad when they did like the Beastie Boys and shit like that for the movies and stuff.
Oh,
I thought it, I thought it fit so well.
I think so too.
Fucking scene
Me
in
too.
That movie.
Me too. I thought the music. It was a Lenny Kravitz song.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it was Kravitz performing it. It sounded like it maybe was a new band or something, but it went perfectly.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Shit, guys, I think I had to change underwear twice watching this trailer, man. I cannot fucking wait for season two of Discovery. And especially bringing in Pike, and obviously Spock's going to show up at some point. I'll bet Spock shows up mid-season. What do y'all think?
I actually turned this trailer off because I didn't want any more spoilers. I'm almost done with season one.
Okay.
But the little bit I seen, I got excited and I was like, wait. I don't, just let me shut it off right here. So I can't really speak on it.
That's next on my list of shit to watch. Because I'm like, I don't know, three or four episodes in and I never finished. And I really want to watch it now.
Well, the first half, I love the way they do it, where they split it into two halves, and you've got the first half season, and I'm hopeful they're going to do it for season two, but yeah, the first half story, and that was kind of, for me, that was the Klingon War, and it was kind of, I've kind of been there, done that, but then when they got into the second half, and they went into a place that was featured in literally my favorite episode of the original series ever. And they spent a whole half season there. It was like, fuck, this is exactly what I've been waiting for. And then now when they bring Pike in and he's in the original uniform, I'm like, holy shit. I can't wait for this. It says early 2019, man. It can't get here soon enough.
Yeah. But,
and I'm sorry. If you don't like that Beastie Boys song in the Star Trek movie, you can suck it. Because that was awesome.
You know, I'm not even sure if people actually watched it. Because if you watched it, you would see that it just, with what was going on in the movie, it fits so well.
Yeah.
Which, let me go.
Plus, it's a great fucking song. Let me go
on a quick little rant here. If people are not watching the movie, I don't know if you can exactly judge it.
Yeah.
Because
Fair enough.
Yeah, because I got into like a discussion about Solo with somebody who said the movie was horrible. And I was like, well, what didn't you like about it? And they were like, oh, I didn't see it. I only saw the trailer.
What?
I was like,
what the fuck?
Yeah. I'm not gonna watch that trash. And I was like, well, how do you know the movie's trash from the trailer?
Right.
So
they happen to be right, but they've seen the movie, like, they can speak from experience.
It wasn't awesome, but I wouldn't call it trash.
I would call it close to trash, man. That's my opinion.
But going back to Star Trek, I know some people were like, kind of turned off by the movie from watching the trailer because one of the songs was in the trailer. So
The Star Trek, that's one of my favorites so far of the Star Trek movies. They have done nothing but good shit since they stuck Big Head, what's his name, in there.
Big Head.
Yeah.
Ron Perlman is in Star Trek.
Chris Pine.
Chris Pine is like Midget Ron Perlman. Yes, he's got a gigantic head.
I never noticed that.
it's noticeable.
Okay.
But he's like an orange on a toothpick. But he does a great Captain Kirk.
Yeah, he does. He's got it down to a science now, for sure.
Yeah, man, he's killing it. And everything that he's done, I'm happy with.
I don't know if I've ever seen him wear a hat in a movie.
It doesn't fit him.
Right.
So you have to make specialty hats.
Okay. Early 2019 for that one.
All right.
Let's see. George R.R. Martin's Night Flyers series trailer dropped.
Okay.
And this one looks like Event Horizon as a TV show.
Yes, it does. Done the right way, hopefully.
So,
yeah, what is it about?
From what I mean, the whole trailer I'm watching, I'm just like,
right, looks
did
super
they just
dark.
Take yeah did they just take Event Horizon and make yep. it into a
TV
series?
It kind of looks like it.
And now was this a book?
Is it aliens?
You know what? I should know. I have no fucking idea. I think it was a short story. I honestly think it was from a short story that he wrote.
I mean, if you attach George R.R. Martin's name to it at this point, I think you kind of have to watch it. It's like he's lifted himself to that Stephen King level already.
Well, I kind of wish he would quit fucking around with this and just write the next fucking book in the Song of Ice and Fire.
Well, that would be nice.
I mean, whatever, right?
It'd be nice if they'd come out with the next fucking season of it, too. That would be great.
Well, that's right around the corner, isn't
it? In a year.
Another year?
Yeah.
No, I said in about a year.
Yeah, it's 2019.
But I can wait, because those are going to be, each episode is going to be like full-length movies.
It fucking better be.
Oh, they said each episode is going to be an hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
I believe an hour and a half to 2 hours. And yeah, they're just going to be epic movies, basically.
Well, I liked every trailer you gave us this week, dude. I was into big time. And I'm looking forward to this. I'm glad it's on Netflix. I'm glad it's only 10 episodes.
But yeah, and that... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, goddamn, nobody is in it that I even recognize. It's like, it's almost like a B movie.
And that's what I'm confused about. It's because you got the Netflix thing at the end of the trailer, but it says sci-fi. Sci-fi is Nightfly.
Oh, I wonder if it's going to be sci-fi in the U.S. and Netflix in Europe.
It might be.
That's probably what's going to happen.
See, I was unclear whether it was a movie or a series, and I'm happy that it's a series. I think that it can do well.
All right, fall 2018. Next up is The Walking Dead Season 9.
You guys go. No. Oh, can I go first? Fuck it.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys know I'm an avid comic book reader, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love this trailer. It was a 6.5-minute long trailer, man.
That's a hell of a trailer.
It was showing scene for scene right out of the comic books, which I was like, really? This is fucking awesome. Absolutely. But then I got to thinking, wait a minute, fucking Rick is not going to make it through. We already know this. He's leaving the show. And they're showing the whispers. You guys noticed at the end when they covered themselves in mud and they hid?
Yeah.
That scene is right out of the comic book. The two guys that were out doing recon for the village.
It's also right out of Predator.
Yeah, I guess so. But I mean, in the comic book, I don't know if they put mud on themselves, but they hid like in a ditch. I guess they did, or they put zombie blood on them or something. But so they are going to introduce the Whispers, which there was a big question whether that was going to happen. That's awesome. Negan is in jail, just like in the comic books. He does have those conversations with Rick where they're kind of like playing mental chess, just like the comic book. I can't fucking wait. I love it. I can't fucking believe Rick is leaving. I'm almost wondering if that's just a ruse.
Oh, it was confirmed.
On the panel,
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Kicking in the comics, and the comics are like, at the pace they're going versus the pace of the comic books, there's like 7 or 8 more seasons to go before they even catch up with where the comics are. And Rick's going strong, but so is little boy. What's his name? Carl. So I don't know. That's kind of weird. But then again, so is Andrea. Andrea's big in the comics too. So
you might be onto something. Maybe them trying to confirm over the weekend at San Diego Comic-Con that he's leaving. Maybe he's not.
That would be the best thing they could possibly do, is to be like make it look like, I don't know if they want to pull a Glenn in the under the dumpster type thing though.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little gimmicky, but I mean, it also depends on how good the show gets. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If this season gets really good and then they decide to not let Rick go, hey, win for everybody. But I'm not holding my breath.
I mean, what are they going to do? The Walking Dead, The Next Generation, or what? I mean, I guess Daryl. They keep it going forever.
Daryl and Michonne.
Daryl's a great. They're both great characters. I love them.
And Daryl and Michonne are probably arguably right now better than Rick.
Who?
Daryl and Michonne.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I just hate to see him go because he's such an integral part of the comics. I mean, he's literally the centerpiece of the comic book series.
Well, and he's been the centerpiece of the entire series so far.
Right. Going back to episode one, right?
If they kill it and go a totally different direction than the comics, I mean, I'm not mad at that, except that they're taking the writer of all of the, you know, legitimate stories out of it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm excited, though. I love the trailer. I like all the scenes that I saw.
I wish I was excited.
Oh, no.
Well, we will see. October 7th will be the premiere date.
Because of last season.
Yeah.
Well, it can't get any worse.
That's true.
It could. It could just be the end of the show. That's how worse it can get.
I don't know. Nah, it's too big of a show, man. This is going to be the live action version of The Simpsons. Mark my words. This show, we're going to be talking about it 20 years from now when we're still.
I hope it is, and I hope that they keep getting newer and fresher things and getting better.
Yeah, I'll still be around 20 years from now.
Well, it's not like he's doing anything else.
Right.
But, and he plays that character so well. But, I wouldn't be mad if they ended it either.
Right.
All right. And with The Walking Dead, we're going to transition over to Fear the Walking Dead Season 4. This one I did not watch because I'm not caught up, so take it away, guys.
Yeah, good thing you didn't. Well, I won't mention any of the things that you've missed then, but I don't know. I mean, this one, I'm not as excited about this trailer because... what did they come up upon a home of people in wheelchairs or something like that? It's like seven or eight of the characters are in wheelchairs all of a sudden. Did you notice that, Phil?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. See, I'm not caught up either. But
are they gonna be the Rolling Dead or what?
The Rolling. Maybe they're halfway there, and then the dead don't notice them, like in World War Z.
Oh, smart. I don't know. I mean, I like all the characters on the show. I like the new characters that they've brought in. I am real pissed off with some of the people they killed off. I'm not going to lie. I'm real fucking pissed off. That's the problem with these shows, though, you know? And I guess they want to go off and do other, like, quote-unquote serious roles and stuff like that, and... they use it as more of a springboard type thing, but you kind of get attached to these characters, you know? And you really don't want to see them leave.
Yeah. Although, I'm not super familiar with really any of the characters in the trailer, because it looks like they've killed off everybody from the original shit.
Careful. I will say this.
I don't know how that's a spoiler if it's in the trailer.
But Brian said he didn't watch it all, man.
Sorry, Brian.
So listen, here's one thing.
You're not gonna watch the shit anyway.
Yes, I will.
No, so
our
buddy Patrick has got me, and Jay too. Our buddy Jay, he's one of his favorite shows also. But they've got me watching Deadwood, the Western.
Yeah, I need to watch that.
And it's fucking awesome. But one thing I have noticed is a shitload of people on Deadwood show up on Fear the Walking Dead. So there must be a lot of the same, like, producers or casting directors or whatever that worked on both shows. Because you see a lot show up. And I'm not mad at anybody they've brought onto the show, for sure. I love all the new characters, so I'm in. There's no doubt. I was just a lot more impressed with the Walking Dead trailer than the Fear the Walking Dead trailer.
I gotta say, this trailer made me kind of want to catch up on the show.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Well, you should.
And I'm
it's a good show, man.
I watched the first season, and that's it.
Right.
So
it's a damn good show, man.
I kind of want to check it out.
I kind of want to see if we're going to get the rolling zombies or the rolling dead or whatever you call them.
Well, this is why when you said something last week, Brian, about The Walking Dead was going to take a turn to be more like a Western.
I think you
got your wires crossed, dude. I think somebody must have said it was this one, because this show, it has become a modern day Western.
Well, they're on the Walking Dead trailer. They're riding horses, and there was a wagon. The scene with a wagon.
Okay, you got me on that one.
So
can't get much more Western than horses and a wagon, huh?
Yep.
Except have a couple of whores and some whiskey, huh?
Oh, then we'll be in Westworld then.
Right. Fucking sold.
Okay, Fear the Walking Dead season 4, April 15th.
All right, I'm ready.
Text it.
Gives me and Philip time to catch. Okay, we're gonna go back and forth. We're gonna switch into a little bit of news. So we're gonna run through these real quick. American Horror Story title is given American Horror Story Apocalypse.
Now
this is for that crossover season with season one and the I don't know if it was season three, the Coven with the witches.
I think they painted themselves into a corner here.
We'll see. September 12th.
Well, but you've got, and I've said it before, you've got the same fucking actors playing two different, literally two completely different roles in the seasons because they meant it at first to be like each season had its own story. So how in the fuck are they going to pull this off?
That's why I'm interested, because this can go really great or really wrong, and I kind of want to be there for both if it happens. So,
well, you tapped out of last year, didn't you?
I'm going to try. I'm going to try and catch up. I don't know if I got to power through Sarah Paulson fucking screaming and crying through the whole season.
Yeah,
so.
I know it. She gets less dumb towards the end of it. It's just that those first few episodes, she's like very political and opinionated. And she's like, if you don't agree with me, then fuck you. And like, you want to kick her in the goddamn face.
I just couldn't do it. Oh, I'm afraid of clowns. I'm afraid of like holes and things and stuff like that. And
afraid of holes.
Oh gosh.
That was a thing. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Let's see. Annabelle.
You got way too many fucking phobias here.
Yeah. Annabelle season 3, or not season 3, Annabelle 3 announced, and this one, they're going to connect
Annabelle
it.
Annabelle 3?
Annabelle 3 was announced, and
is that really necessary?
They're bringing back the Warrens.
Okay.
Are they bringing back that little girl that drives me nuts?
No, they're bringing this, from what I understand,
shit out of me.
From what I understand, this will take place when they bring the doll to the house.
Oh, then we get some family stuff, because they have a kid, right?
Yeah, and there's some kind of connection between the doll and the girl, like it's almost, you know, calling her or something.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
And I think we're going to get a glimpse into that room where they lock everything up.
Yeah, that could be creepy. Plus, listen, on the last Annabelle, if you haven't seen it, I think they did a really good job of just nailing scary scenes. So I'm excited about this. They've done a great job with that one, and they did an even better job with the second. I can't think of the name of the movie.
Ouija?
No.
Oh, Conjuring.
Yeah, Conjuring 2. Okay. One of the best fucking scary movies that I've seen in the past 20 years.
Oh, and the actress is Lulu Wilson. That's who you're talking about, with the Disney eyes.
She irritates the shit out of me. Sorry. She's like, fucking, let's stick Polly Pocket in on a scary movie.
Polly and Pocket? What the fuck?
I don't know.
You don't know Polly
Pocket?
It's
what came out.
Polly Pocket.
Yeah.
Is that anything like Pocket Pool?
I'm thinking Shirley Temple. That's just the name that came out of my mouth.
Let's see. We talked about Anne Rice's The Vampire Chronicles being turned into a series. It is coming to Hulu.
Oh, I'm all in, man.
Yep.
Some of my favorite books. I'm all caught up now. I finally read the new Lestat book, Prince Lestat.
Any good?
Yeah, it's got a lot of the same stupid kind of like questionable, almost homoerotic bullshit that some of the books did, but she gets real flowery sometimes with the, but I mean, the characters are great. They're always real fast reads for sure. I mean, it's very well written stuff. It just gets a little out there, if you catch my meaning, but yeah, it's good. It's good stuff, man. Lestat's a good character.
We used to have a cat named Lestat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
For that reason.
Lestat the cat.
And he seemed very homoerotic as well.
was he humping the other cats or what?
I don't know. He's a cat. That's how they are.
Let's see. There was an Iron Fist season 2 teaser, but nobody cares.
No, yeah. I do.
Oh, you do? You liked it?
Yeah, really? He showed up in. That was going to be my cool of the week. It got edged out by Red Sparrow, but Luke Cage season 2.
Okay.
Not too bad, man. Not too bad. The only complaint I have about it is the ending is a little bit, it leaves a lot of questions. Like, they're like really setting these up to do season after season. If they were to take Iron Fist and Power Man and put them together and just simply do a 10 ep. First of all, 13 episodes is way too many.
Yeah.
These Netflix hero shows. But if they were to put those two together as a team and do like the actual Heroes for Hire like they did in the comic books and make it like a 10 episode season, I'd be 1,000,000% in.
They're probably setting it up for that.
I hope so, man. But we don't need another whole Iron Fist season. But I like the character. Like when he showed up, the two of them work off each other great. I mean, the chemistry that the two actors have is phenomenal. Like when he showed up in Luke Cage, that was actually my favorite episode of the season.
Cool.
I don't have a lot to say about it, man. I've tapped out on the Marvel Netflix shit.
A lot of people have, but it's only like two or three shows a year. It's not like a lifetime achievement type thing, man.
Yeah, but they're not great.
Well, they're not consistent. I would say that out of all of them, my favorite of everything has probably been season one of Kristen Ritter.
Jessica Jones.
Yeah, Jessica Jones. Season one was probably my favorite. And my
Daredevil
least,
2.
And get this, my least favorite was Jessica Jones season 2. So they're
I am trying to get through that season.
Oh, good luck, man.
Daredevil season 2 was awesome. The rest of them,
that was
Jessica Jones was good. The rest of them are just like not even worth the fucking trouble to deal with.
Well, not for 13 episodes, right? 13 literally 1 hour long episodes.
Yeah.
Or if they even went the Defenders route, wasn't that only like 8?
That was 8. That's perfect.
Yeah.
I watched the first episode of that and was like, okay, I'm done with this.
Well,
yeah, that one wasn't great either.
I'm definitely not putting my money up, you know, to change the way Netflix does business, so until I can actually put my money where my mouth is, I guess I'll just take whatever they give us.
Well, yeah.
Let's see. Another CWDC series that I tapped out of this whole thing a year ago. There was going to be a Batwoman TV series, and this is my problem. There's no fucking Batman, so why is there a Batwoman?
Yeah. Well, it could be like Dick Grayson in the Titans, where he says, fuck Batman.
And nice transition. Titans... trailer dropped and the internet blew up.
Yeah.
A lot of people dug it. A lot of people hated it.
I love
it. It's a CW series.
The Titans will
like
be
a CW series.
The Titans will be on the DC streaming service.
What the fuck is the DC streaming service?
We've talked about
they
it
are
before,
gonna,
man.
Yeah, they're going to do all original content.
All right.
And the main thing, I'll be the one to check it out because
well, good luck with that.
the main thing that everybody got pissed off about was Robin saying "fuck Batman."
Well,
that made me want to watch.
People took that out of context.
That made me want to watch it.
I'm okay, me too. Actually, yeah,
because
I was okay with that, but I'm not going to fucking subscribe to a goddamn DC streaming service when every other thing that DC comes out with is a piece of shit.
Shit, yeah.
Well, this has nothing to do with the movies, so...
Right.
And plus, I want to...
This show?
Well, I also want to check out that live-action Swamp Thing series.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm a fan of the Young Justice animated series, and they're having a new season 3 on there. So there's going to be some stuff. I don't know if I'll keep it after I watch the stuff, but
I will tell you this, for there was a period of time there, like in the late 80s, early 90s, when the new Teen Titans was my favorite comic book series of everything, and I had $100 a week comic book habit for a while. And I love the new Teen Titans, man, especially the artwork in it and everything. But it was George Perez artwork. And he's very detailed, very detail oriented in his artistry. And the stories were pretty good, too. But this trailer, dude, it just looks like another CW show, man.
Yeah, but the complaints were everywhere. Some of the complaints said it looked like another CW show. Some of the other complaints were saying it was too violent.
Oh, I love the violence.
So I don't know.
I was okay with this one. I'm actually really interested in it, but not interested enough to buy some service that just has DC shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I may be biased. Would I buy a service that just has Marvel shit? Probably.
Probably so. Right.
But Batman and a bunch of assholes? Nah, I'm cool.
It's so dark. Like, everything in the DC universe. I heard, I don't know what
podcast. It'd be nice if it was dark. They're a bunch of bitches.
Well,
sorry.
Okay, what is the podcast that I was listening to the other day?
The Horror Returns.
I really want to give a shout out. Do what?
Nothing. I was throwing our name out there.
It was explained perfectly. Actually, I think it was. You know what? It was. It was the Neil deGrasse Tyson podcast.
His podcast?
Oh fuck yeah! He's got. There's two of them. There's one that he hosts, and then there's one that he has other people host every week. But they explained it perfectly. All the DC characters are born from despair. Think about it. All the origins. Okay, how did Superman start? His fucking planet exploded, and they and they put him on a spaceship and sent him to another. What about Wonder Woman? Same thing, right? They attacked the island, right? And she had to get out of there. Batman. His parents were murdered. Okay, so DC, all the DC shit, that's why it's so dark. It's all based on despair, and that's what makes you step up and be a hero. All the Marvel shit is based on science, hard science. It may not always be believable, but if you look at all the origins of all the Marvel characters, they're scientific-based. Yeah, maybe gamma radiation or you know, the way that creating a super soldier or what have you. Or being
usually just regular dudes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I love the way they describe that. Anyway, sorry to get off topic, guys, but I thought that was pretty cool when I heard it.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Titans, Fall 2018. Now we're gonna jump back into trailers.
I'll pirate the shit out of that.
Okay, back into trailers. Hellfest. You guys check out this trailer.
I love it, man.
Me too, man. This looks really good.
Yes.
Yeah, this looks like a lot of fun.
We may have somebody on the show that's involved in this movie. Maybe.
Really?
Possibly. Nice.
What?
Possibly. Maybe a screenplay writer. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes down.
It looks really interesting. Like, there's a masked dude that keeps following them around. And, like, even when they call the cops are like, yeah, you paid to get scared, and they're doing their job, so suck it the fuck up.
This reminds me a little bit of another Horror Returns favorite that they made two of so far.
Yeah.
Houses October built a little bit, maybe?
A little. But this
but
is
with
like
a bigger budget.
Yeah, this is a bigger budget real movie. They go to a haunted house and it turns bad. Maybe. They don't really give you the spoilers.
And Tony Todd. How can you go wrong with fucking Tony Todd?
Is he in this?
Yes.
Oh, I missed it.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
That scene with Tony Todd, I kind of scratched my blood drive itch a little bit.
Okay.
Sounds like we're all in. Hellfest, September 28th.
All right,
not
we'll
too
be
far
there.
Away. On to our next trailer. I feel like I've been hearing about this movie for like a year or two now. I don't know if just people talking about it or if the movie was finished, but this Patient Zero. Now, this has Natalie Dormer, Stanley Tucci, and Matt Smith, who I believe he was one of the Doctor Who's.
Yes, he was.
Doctor Who, yeah.
He was a Doctor Who, yep.
So,
right after the guy that was the Purple Man in To Take It Back to the Marvel shows.
Okay.
You know who I'm
Jessica
talking about?
Jessica Jones.
Yeah, the Jessica Jones villain in the first season.
Yeah.
Oh, David Tennant. Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
What did you guys think of Patient Zero?
Looked fucking awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty interested in this one as well.
Yeah, I like the whole scene with the where they play the music and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
They try that shit with Stanley Tucci, and he's just like, no, I'm not like the others.
Yeah, so I'm confused, but I'm confused enough to watch it to figure it out.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's like zombies, but maybe they're not quite all the way zombies. Yeah. And the whole premise is somebody that got bit but didn't get turned. So he has some sort of insight into their psyche, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe they're like evolving or something.
I don't know. It's interesting. I like the take on it. You do a zombie movie and do something different with it, and I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this Brian, one actually. Oh, go ahead.
No, Brian, did you notice Matt Smith was kind of doing his best Jax impersonation with a voice?
Yeah, it was kind of weird. I don't know if I ever really heard him do like anything other than his actual voice.
Mm-hmm.
So when he started talking, I was like, that sounds really strange.
I'm all in. It looks fun. Looks like a really fun movie. And Natalie Dormer, holy shit.
Oh, yes.
What's not to like about her, man?
Wish she was in more movies, honestly.
Yeah. I wish I was Joffrey's little brother.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not so much now, but... He was on top of the world for a little while there.
I feel like... Her being
jumped out a window. Spoilers.
Dumbass. Dude. That was a hot wife.
Yeah.
I feel like she gives some legitimacy to the movie also. When I saw her in it, I was like,
she's a good actress.
Oh, this is a real movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That was my immediate reaction. So I like her, and I think that she's going to do big things, and I hope that she does.
Yeah, not too far away, August 14th.
Okay.
I'm in.
And go ahead.
I'm in.
Yeah. Let's see. Overlord, starring Wyatt Russell, Bokeem Woodbine.
I'm in on this big time, too.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Directed by Julius Avery, produced by J.J. Abrams.
Okay, good.
Bad Robot's first R-rated movie, and he has confirmed this has nothing to do with Cloverfield.
Cloverfield,
So stop asking.
Wondering.
That's what he was... Stop asking.
Oh, yeah, because they have an Overlord thing, right?
Yeah, originally I think they were going to do it, but because, you know, they like to take these movies and just add, like, a little Cloverfield scene in there.
Yeah.
But nope. This is its own thing, and it looked fucking awesome.
Yeah, and don't be surprised if after the credits there's a Cloverfield scene.
Oh man, I
won't
hope
be mad
not.
If there is, dude. I won't. It's full. It's cool. The movie looks so damn good, dude. Are they zombies, or are they being experimented on by the Nazis, or what?
I believe they're zombies because there's a quote in the movie. One of the Nazi scientists said, "For 1,000 year war, you need 1,000-year soldiers.
Ah, okay. Dead Snow Part 3, huh? Yeah.
They look very zombie-y. Okay. Listen, fucking weird Nazi experiments, sign me the fuck up.
Yeah.
Especially World War II
fun
stuff. I mean, Overlord, I like every bit of this.
Yeah, we'll definitely match this one with Raiders of the Lost Ark, Brian?
I think you just made a show.
Oh, that'd be good.
So, Overlord, we are all in, everybody. It's on the schedule.
Yeah. Yeah.
November 9th, just in time for the holidays.
Oh, cool.
And I am really starting to like White Russell, man. I did.
Oh, yes.
I was unsure about him the first couple of things I saw him in. And then I saw that Black Mirror episode he was in where he was the hitchhiker across Europe.
You read my mind. I love that episode.
So I'm looking forward to this, man.
And you really, see his father in him every now and then.
More and more, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to finish this up with a couple little small things I threw in here. James Wan and Blumhouse are teaming up for a killer robot doll movie called Megan.
Okay. Sure, why not?
Sure if James Wan is directing or producing. I hope he's directing.
Me too.
I think he's off the rails.
And last thing I want to throw out there, Shudder and Greg Nicotero, who does a lot of makeup effects, especially for Walking Dead.
Yeah.
They're teaming up to do a Creepshow anthology TV series.
Oh, I heard about that.
Okay.
So, not a lot of news on that, but I will keep everybody posted, and that is all the news and trailers.
All right. On that note, Philip, we got any feedback?
Regarding the new poster for The Meg. Or is it just Meg?
The Meg.
Is it capital The Meg?
The Meg, okay. Capital
the
letters.
The Meg, okay.
The Meg.
Capital letters. The Meg.
Which you're going to make us watch, you fucking asshole.
Oh, me. Hell, Kevin, yeah. Kevin's going to be on that show, and we're working on something for the companion movie. So.
Yeah, I might sit that one out.
That might be
the little bitch that sits it out.
Ah, come on. It's going to be great. So Nate Peterson has been mildly impressed with the design of the posters so far. Fairly creative and stand out. Patrick Clear.
50 different posters.
Yeah, well, but they're cool. Fucking sharks, man. Patrick Clear says, I'm excited for this. I expect it to be kind of fun. It'll never be Jaws, but I don't have those kind of expectations for it. That is, you could not have put it better. That was perfect. Right there. It's not going to be Jaws, but, hey, it's a shark movie. It's going to be awesome. Regarding the announcement for John Krasinski to be confirmed in the sequel for A Quiet Place, Beatrix Harper says, I'm going to assume this is a prequel. Justin Smith says flashbacks ? Art Kelly says zombie Krasinski. Yeah. Maybe. Spoiler alert.
Okay, I doubt it.
Sophie Nemchek says, huh? Melissa Stevens says, finally watched that movie this weekend. I'm so glad I didn't see it in theaters because I was yelling at my TV the whole time. Ooh. What?
Her theater wouldn't have been a very quiet place.
Oh, dude, listen, it sounds to me like every theater you went to see that in was a quiet place because people shut the fuck up.
And that makes me happy.
Yes, me too. By the way, just in case you were not privy to theater etiquette, shut the fuck up.
I need that just what you just it. Said as a soundbite because
yes. I'm
my theater
the right
was
now.
Out of control last night. I went with my oldest daughter. She's about 18.
Mine was
she is 18.
Fun way.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad mine was, actually.
Yeah, I told her, I can tell by the people getting tickets, they're all here to see, or not all, they're all here, but all the young people are here to see Unfriended, and it's going to be a fucking horrible time. And it was.
Hey. I was worried about that. Well, all right.
I can't wait.
We'll delve into that, because I have questions.
Oh, man.
But yes, if you're going to go see a movie, shut the fuck up. It is not your living room. Anyway.
Yes, fair enough.
About the Child's Play remake, Darren Wilson said, if they really don't have Brad Dourif doing the voice, no matter how well it's done, it's not. It's going to feel like the Muppets after Jim Henson
died. Yeah, that's sad.
Ooh, I butchered that. Sorry.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't think that movie's going to happen. It sounds stupid.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, they said it was going to be like a robot Chucky or something.
Yeah, a technologically advanced. Yeah.
Forget it.
They've still got the TV series coming along, right?
Yeah,
that's
but that's
a done deal.
That's separate thing from this.
All right.
This is I believe it was MGM that's doing this movie.
Could be.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah, I'm not in. Not yet. You got to convince me.
About the rumored Alien TV series. Adam Bunch says it's mostly come on at night. Mostly.
Okay, whatever that means. Okay, Adam. Explain to us what the fuck you mean by that.
I was going to ask you guys.
I had no idea.
I was waiting on you guys to explain.
Adam emails us or something, or gives us an iTunes review or whatever.
Mostly. So, Alien TV series, is that happening?
I hope not.
Rumor.
Well, we shall see. Ridley Scott, not approved. We're getting a remake of 1990s The Witches. Who was in that one?
Angelica Houston.
Yeah.
And nobody else.
And nobody else.
That I know of, yeah.
Robert Zemeckis will write and direct, while Guillermo del Toro and Alfonso Cuarón will produce.
Wow, that's some talent, man.
Eddie Ramirez says, I'd prefer a Cuarón or del Toro directed The Witches, but I'll take it. If they made it darker and a little more like the book, which is what I'd hope from Del Toro and Cuarón, I'd be down. Ryan Stevens says, that's one film that doesn't really need a remake. The original is perfect and still holds up.
Yeah, all right. It does. Me and my daughter watched it recently. Yeah. It's a fun movie.
I forgot Mr. Bean himself is in it, Brian. Rowan Atkinson.
He speaks.
Is he?
And it's so weird when he speaks because it's fucking an actual weird or real voice and not some dubbed over weird shit.
You know what would be hilarious is if he has this crazy like Southern American accent.
Oh no. Like a Texas accent.
Yeah. Darren Wilson says, man, the season finale of Handmaid's Tale was tense, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
Some debate on the end, as there always seems to be on the season breaks. And, that Joe Bob marathon was a letdown experience, but it's nice that they put all the movies with Joe Bob breaks up in order, like the season, to watch on demand for now. What does that mean?
Well,
they took because it was a 24-hour 13 movie marathon, and they basically, with all his the stuff he did, but before and after the movie, they kind of, if you just click on the movie on Shudder, you get all that. So,
okay,
yeah, that's fucking cool, Joe Bob. I mean, they've actually, my hat's off to Shudder with what they've done, Brian, because I don't know about you. But I've gotten a couple of emails that said, congratulations, Joe Bob, for breaking the internet.
Yeah, I couldn't get on when they're playing the marathon.
I mean, yeah. it was a fuck-up.
Oh, that's right.
It was a fuck-up, but they're definitely okay. saving face, I think, with what they're doing. And they're making the most of it.
And I'm hearing possibly Joe Bob's going to be doing more stuff with Shudder. Probably not any the stuff he just did, but other stuff. Well, and it's good to see him back.
Especially if they broke their fucking server.
It did. No, it was better. So many people that just could not get on.
Nice. All right. Ryan Stevens says, I'm about halfway through the finale of Handmaid's Tale, I guess. This show fascinates me. It seems like a pretty cool show, man. I really still need to get into it more. I've caught so many random-ass episodes through all of the seasons so far that I'm kind of caught up, but I don't really know what's going on. I need to watch it from the beginning.
Unless American Gods pulls out some kind of fucking phenomenal season two, this will absolutely be my favorite TV show of the year.
How many episodes are in a season?
There was 10 in the first and 13 in the second.
Okay.
I'm gonna see if I can power through that this week.
Yeah,
I'm just hearing so much about it. I don't want to get spoiled because it seems like it's everybody's else, watching man. It.
And there's a lot that you can spoil too. So, and you've got to watch it one episode after the other, Philip. You can't. You cannot.
Yeah.
It's not like Gilligan's Island, where you can watch one show and then watch season 3 episode 18 and then go to season 2 episode 4. It ain't gonna work. Well,
and because the last one that I was trying to watch, I was like, "What the fuck are you doing? Why are you not going with them?" And my wife was like, "Well, it's because of this." Mm-hmm. It's like, "Oh, well."
But yeah, I just wanna... but you didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know it.
I just want to say this is why I love doing the show with you guys. We get weird references that make sense. We get Gilligan and The Handmaid's Tale together. And last week we got
Gilligan's Island.
We got a Felicity or whatever that show was referenced.
Whatever works, man.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
They're weird, but they make sense.
It's all part of the cosmic unconsciousness, man.
Oh, it's called a metaphor, jackass. about the Morbius movie, Patrick Lear said a Spider-Man spinoff without Spider-Man. I guess Disney is going to have to buy Sony now too.
Haven't they?
It's probably next on the docket.
No, they partnered with them, but they should, apparently, because obviously Sony doesn't know what the fuck they're doing.
Right.
Well, let's everybody not get ahead of themselves, because if this Venom movie tanks, they're not doing all these other Spider-Man villain spinoff universe or whatever the fuck they're doing.
Unless they
especially
filmed
with Tom Hardy. If they have Tom Hardy and it still tanks,
right?
Sony needs to let the superheroes go.
Let it go.
Yeah. Obviously, Disney knows what the fuck they're doing with it. Right. As much shit as you guys give them, particularly for Star Wars.
And you know, we just talked about
you, Patrick.
We just talked about the Netflix series. This is something I'd rather see on the Netflix, a Morbius series, or maybe do a Blade series and throw Morbius
Blade
in there.
Awesome. I love the Blade TV series.
Man, classic.
Blade and Morbius in the same series?
Then maybe throw a Spider-Man shit in there, right?
Yeah.
Right? Spider-Man makes a fucking cameo in that one? How great would that be?
Alright.
We're fixing to write some TV shows, guys. You ready?
Yep.
And then they can all say, fuck Batman.
Yes. That'll be the first line in every episode. regarding the new poster for The Nun, Stephen Loblad says, I assume we'll be getting the full trailer this weekend?
No.
Apparently not.
Not yet, huh?
Josh Youngblood says, what has taken them so long to get this movie out?
September. Not that
September.
Long.
Right around the corner now.
It's September and we don't have a trailer?
We had that little teaser.
Man, that wasn't a trailer. I'm excited about this one. It ought to be good. Yeah. I fucking hope it will be. Mm-hmm. Does James Wan have anything to do with it?
He's probably producing or executive producing.
Yeah.
He needs to have final say in everything that they do. That is the end of listener feedback for today. Thanks to everybody who reaches out to us. We love your ideas and thoughts. You can always reach us at thehorrorreturns@gmail.com. And don't forget, we're still running the contest. So be sure to give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. If you don't have iTunes, go get it. Leave us a 5-star rating, and you could win a t-shirt. They're pretty awesome t-shirts. I got a couple of them. And check us out on any other social medias, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, any of that junk. Let us know what's up. We're here for you. Thank you. We love you.
Yeah, appreciate the feedback. So this week we're going to talk about Unfriended Dark Web, the new horror movie out, and also 2001's Japanese feature The Pulse. So we start out with The Pulse, director and writer Kiyoshi Kurosawa, also known for Cure and something called Creepy. A large number of scenes were shot from windows. Okay. As Kawashima starts going over footage of people in the computer screen, he comes across a bearded man who looks up and stares directly at... Sorry, folks, we couldn't find very good trivia this week. That bearded man stares directly at him. That man is Kurosawa Kiyoshi.
I thought that was him.
Movie. And it is. Aww. So.
I knew I recognized him from somewhere.
Since you two cocksuckers saw the movie and I didn't, I'm going to step away and I'll be back in a few minutes. Have at it, boys.
Are you going to step away?
Yeah, I'll be back.
There's got to be questions.
You want to go?
Yeah, man.
You just watched it, right?
Yeah. But I watched it in like 3 different parts. Maybe I didn't give it a fair chance. I could not get into this movie. I felt like the and again, you know, you run into a lost in translation kind of situation, and maybe the writing was just fucking terrible, because some of the lines were just really fucking bad. I'm like, is the writing this stupid? Like, why is he asking the same question, and she's answering the question, and then he asks the question again, and then she answers the question again, and then he's asking the question again, and then he's answering the question again. It's like, there's 30 minutes too much of this movie from just shit like that. And it's a 2-hour movie, which seems really long for like a J-horror movie. It seems also very low budget.
Yes, agreed.
It's 2001, but the effects were really not there. I think they did a good job with what they had. They had like the ghosts that were kind of just like blurry digital people.
I found some of that kind of creepy though, especially the way they were moving when you.
Yes.
I forgot what scene it was it was early on in the movie where the dude seen the when you really get to see the ghost or whatever, and it's just standing there. Yeah, and then it's just standing there, and then it does that kind of weird movement with the arms and kind of dipping
and then
down.
She starts and like walking towards him, right?
Yeah, like super like slow motion.
Yeah,
and that was really unsettling.
It was, and I feel like that felt very at home in that J-horror scene.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it was low budget and it was not... If you really think about it, it wasn't scary at all. But, I mean, the way that she kept walking towards him and they used no money on this shot. It was just a chick in a black fucking robe that was walking at him. And... And they did a really good job of making that creepy. And I feel like they did that throughout the whole movie, but none of the effects were great. I don't know. It was kind of just okay to me. I mean, if you're a Japanese horror enthusiast, then you've probably already seen this movie, and we're not telling you anything new. If you're not, maybe skip this one and go watch Ringu and The Grudge.
Yeah. By any chance, have you ever seen the remake, the American remake?
I think that I have, but I can't remember it at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of on the boat with you, same boat. This was long. There's long periods of time when nothing's happening. I mean, there are creepy moments in, like, the one we just talked about, and I always found the scenes where they're watching all the different people on the monitors, and they're just kind of just slowly moving around, and then they'll just occasionally turn and look at you, and, I thought that was kind of creepy.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, it was just... nothing was happening, and I felt like nothing was really being explained. I don't know if I missed all any explanation on what was going on, and I had to just keep remembering back to the remake, where basically the ghosts were trying to come in through into our world through the basically internet or whatever.
Okay.
And inhabit our world, and it was like, you get the same scene in the movie, in this movie, as the remake, where you got the planes crashing and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. And which was kind of a cool scene. I mean, I think that they shot it well.
Yeah, I don't know. It seemed like they just went from one thing to the next. Like,
yes.
They're trying to figure out what's going on, and then all of a sudden everybody's gone everywhere. Yeah. And it didn't really seem to bother them that much. Because if I go outside right now and everybody in my city is just gone, I'm probably freaking the fuck out. But, nothing. I don't know. Well, maybe it was just the acting, or maybe it was the writing. I don't know. But
it was such weird dialogue, And I mean, and that was my Lost in Translation point to it. Because it's like, where is Tamagotchi? I don't remember what his name was. Something close to that.
The guy with the, like, kind of blondish streaks in his hair, or whatever the fuck was going on.
Yeah,
that guy, I did not care for that guy. I was trying to figure out, okay, yeah. It seemed like he's into the one chick, and then she don't want to, like, be in the world alone with him, and then all of a sudden he's with this other girl who I totally forgot was still alive.
Yeah.
And I just was, like, confused on what was going on.
There's a lot of characters in this movie for being so fucking dumb.
Yeah, I guess it was being told from two different stories that intervene or something, or connect.
Yeah.
That's where I got kind of confused.
It was just, they had to tell him how to, like, they had a whole scene on
the computer lab.
How to tell him how to copy this thing to his bookmarks. And then if that doesn't work, but wait, let me write this down.
Oh my gosh, that was so bad. And he's like, as she's saying it, he's like saying it as he's writing it, but he's like, and you press enter. Right.
It's like he's saying each letter that he's writing.
Japanese?
I mean, it was in Japanese, but they had the subtitles. That's one of the things that I hope got lost in translation. Otherwise, it's just really terrible writing.
Right.
Because he was like, okay, well, if that doesn't work, I'll hit the print page button. And then and it goes on. I mean, it's a whole scene of that. She's just telling him what to do the next time he sees the computer ghost or whatever.
Ouch.
And then when he sees the computer ghost, he, like, pulls out the page and he's like, okay, I'm gonna try to bookmark it. Oh, that's not working. Now I need to print page and
print page. Like, what, wow. Yeah, 2001 or something.
Yeah. It was. And the other thing that really bothered me about this, apparently when, I don't know if the ghosts inhabit you or something happens.
Oh boy.
And I'm assuming everybody just kills themselves.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, that chick jumped off the fucking roof and somebody shot themselves and hung themselves.
When apparently this happens, where are all the bodies? And you never see anybody else. I mean, there's like a whole ghost town going, but you never see the bodies. You never see anybody else except for the main people that you got to be introduced to. You never see anybody else kill themselves. I kind of would have liked a scene where it's just all out chaos and just people are just offing themselves everywhere.
Yeah.
But you just go from one thing to the next and it's like not explained.
That would have required a whole lot more budget, and I think that they spent a lot of it on location. There's a lot of people in this movie, and there's a lot of different locations.
True.
And those kind of things, I feel like, would eat up a budget, where they could have spent it in, like, special effects, because the special effects were not great. Even though,
oh man,
they did well with what they had. They were creepy.
To work with, huh?
Yeah, but they obviously were not awesome.
Yeah, I might get some shit.
It's not The Ring.
Yeah, I might get some shit for this, but I kind of enjoyed the remake a little bit more.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I know a lot of people really like this movie, but I don't know. It was lacking and.
Yeah, I feel like if you're gonna watch this, you really need to be like a J horror enthusiast.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You ready for scores?
Yeah. I'm gonna give it a.
Nah.
I'm gonna give it. Yeah, that's my score. I'm gonna give it a 4.5. It probably deserves better than that.
Pretty high, actually. That's halfway there, man.
Yeah, it's just it's not up our alley. If you are a J horror enthusiast, then you've probably already seen this, and you're cussing us out right at this moment.
Oh,
and,
somebody is.
Probably,
oh, I'm sure.
Probably Donnie Rings from the Horror Mafia, huh?
Right. But if you're not a J-horror enthusiast, don't fuck with this movie. It's not worth it. Sorry. that's my review.
Like I said, I liked everything with the actual ghosts, like we talked about earlier, when you get introduced to them, the movements, the slow pace of them, the creepy looks you get from the computer screen, all that stuff. But there was just so much that wasn't explained to me. And like, it might be like how you were saying, the whole Lost in Translation thing. Maybe I just was missing something. Okay. But there's a lot of unneeded scenes in here that don't really go nowhere.
Yes.
Doesn't sound like I miss much.
A lot of unneeded dialogue. There's so much dialogue that is just fucking stupid.
And you brought it up perfectly. That whole computer lab scene with him writing down the instructions that really didn't need to be written down.
Yes.
That was unnecessary, and that went on for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, they drug it the fuck out. He was like, wait, let me write it down. Now let's repeat everything that we just said.
But I am glad I watched it. You know, this is another first watch for me. This is crossed off the list. But with that said, I'm going to have to give it a Garrett on 10. A 4 on
a
10.
A 4? Okay. Wow.
Well, I'll give them this, though. A lot of horror movies, especially right now, tend to rely so much on jump scares, and they did their creepy music and their sort of jump scares, but they didn't just flash it right at you. Like they brought it up slowly, where it was like a legitimately scary thing instead of just, you know, the fake jump scare with the, sound effects in the background that just, like, it makes you jump, and it's not even really a jump scare. It's a fake jump scare, which fucking irritates the shit out of me.
Right.
So I feel like they did a good job of that. It was more like the original Halloween, you know? There's some jump scares in that are not... They build up to them. They're not like the jump scares that today has. You know
so
what I mean?
Not a total waste of time then.
No. I mean, it was creepy, and they did a good job of creepy. It was J-horror, you know?
Right.
And if you're a big J-horror fan and you've never seen this movie, then by all means, jump into it. But if you're not, skip it.
Finally, Brian. After all these superhero movies and, you know, all this other bullshit going on, big budget.
You're excited about this one?
Jurassic World. Oh, dude, I was fucking thrilled going into this. I loved the trailer. I was really excited too.
I was like...
I couldn't wait.
Yes.
Man. So let's talk about it. Director and writer Steven Sesko, also known for writing screenplay for The Grudge and Texas Chainsaw 3D.
Well, shit.
Yeah. Got some The Grudge American version. Speaking of Japanese horror movies,
yeah.
The trailer was uploaded first in the real dark web by the director himself.
Oh,
kind of a gimmick. Okay.
Yeah, I like
this
it. They're gimmicky.
This was filmed in secret for a release sometime in 2018.
It was in secret.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know, but it was originally entitled Unfriended Game Night. Gee, why do y'all think they changed that?
I'm glad they changed that.
Jason Bateman in that movie?
I mean, okay, hey, speaking of which, Ozark Season 2, man, coming out the end of August. I can't wait.
I know, I'm excited for that.
All right.
Can we
I gotta rewatch the first season. I can't
talk about Ozark instead of this movie?
Why don't you go first, Brian? You sound excited.
Okay, like you said, Lance, the trailer came out. I was super excited. I wasn't a big fan of the original.
Yeah,
but it had
the girl from Fear of the Walking Dead in it.
Yeah, it had its moments though. There was especially I think I was talking about it with Josh Youngblood on one of the group. There's a scene with someone sticks their hand in a blender,
right?
And then smashes the blender and then puts his face up against the blades.
Oh wow.
Dude, I know I saw the first one. I just cannot remember it for the life.
It's one of those movies. You know you've seen it, but you can't remember what you saw. I wish this movie was like that. I wish it was something I can't remember that I even watched, because this movie is fucking garbage. I like the premise that it was setting up, but then it just kept going and going and there was nothing happening. I'm like, let's fucking go already. Let's get to it. I thought everybody was okay in playing the roles that they were doing.
What?
What did you see?
These guys all sucked. This is horrible, man.
For the characters that they were supposed to be, I mean, not all of them. I'm not going to say all of them. I take that back. Some of the main worst acting since,
I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know what to compare it to, man.
They had the chick from
Get Out.
I didn't like her in this.
No?
No.
Oh, that sucks.
Is that who that was?
Yeah, and I checked her IMDb. She's been in a lot of Blumhouse movies.
Which chick, the main one?
No, the one.
The black chick that was, she was
in... Go ahead.
From Get Out.
I don't know.
She was in Upgrade.
You guys have lost me already.
No, she was in Upgrade as the detective.
Yeah.
And she was in one of the Purge movies, and she's got like more Blumhouse movies coming. I think she has some kind of contract.
Well, you know what? I could barely even tell who she was then, because she barely even showed up in this movie.
Ah, that sucked. Because she was horrible.
She kept leaving off screen to go do shit.
All she was doing was hanging on the blonde chick, and because they were a couple, and I was like, if you show something and they think they turn the camera off, but it keeps showing, I'm in. If you don't show that scene, this movie sucks. I mean, there's that was the only thing that could have saved it for me, man.
Compared to the what they showed in the trailer and everybody hyping this movie up as, because this and another movie was filmed, a sequel to a movie called The Gallows.
Oh yeah!
All I heard about these two secretly filmed movies was they fixed all the wrongs from the originals, and I kind of feel like I've been bamboozled.
You know, I wasn't super mad at The Gallows. I hate to say that because it was dumb.
Okay, well,
I just. I don't know. I don't know what else to say. Nothing fucking happened.
Yeah.
You get a lot of off-screen deaths in here, and which it does, that is something that doesn't bother me all the time. If mm-hmm. you set it up right, I don't necessarily need to see the actual thing going on, because if it's set up right, my imagination could probably come up with something crazy, like what the fuck, you know.
Right.
But in this situation, I kind of wanted to see what the fuck was going on, and it would just be off screen mm-hmm. and you would just hear a noise. And I'm just kind of like me and my oldest daughter went, and I just kept looking at her like, what the fuck are we watching?
Oh, no.
And
did she like it?
She was on her phone.
Oh, no.
I think
phone in the movie theater. What are you doing? I think, as a parent?
I'm sorry, but I allowed it because I think at some point she was into the movie. But like I said, the whole setup just went on and on.
Yeah.
And wow. I think she got bored.
Oh, well, boy. It's not like she was fucking bothering anybody.
Wow. No, because movie etiquette needs to be taught. But I expected it. I wasn't really as pissed.
Well, you already said nobody else was in the theater, so what's the harm?
Yeah,
you
know? But who was there was a bunch of teenagers that apparently this is the scariest movie on the fucking planet.
Really?
Dudes in there that are probably about 18 fucking screaming like little bitches. Like, everything is like... And then the same guy's walking out of the theater like, that shit was weak. That was scary. I'm like, I seen you. You were in the row in front of me, jumping out of your throwing popcorn. Like, oh my gosh.
I know.
And I was like, this was not even that kind of fucking movie.
Oh, man. I'm so glad you brought up the audience aspect. You don't let me forget to mention that when I talk.
Well, I'm done. This movie was trash.
Well, hey, I didn't watch it. I'm going to chime in. Right? Did you guys know that there are two different endings?
No,
I was okay. When we get the spoilers, I was going to ask you, Lance. Did you get what was your ending? Because depending on which theater or which state or whatever, there was two different endings.
Oh wow, yeah. Kind of like that old movie Clue, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well,
I don't think that would have made any difference.
Spoilers. I just wanted to bring it up, Lance. Right. You can continue.
Well. All right, so after I watched this movie yesterday, and I got home, and my wife and I went out to get some dinner, and then we came back, and I said, my mind, something was just rolling around in my mind. The question was, is it possible to do a gimmick movie that's good? And then I thought about a movie that we saw earlier in the year, and it's available. It was on our TV. I just had to click it and watch it, and I asked AJ, I said, "If it's not really a horror movie, babe, will you watch a movie with me called Unsane?" And she said, "Yeah, let's check it out." Masterpiece. Great movie. As a matter of fact, upon rewatch, my score, whatever score I gave it, I'm sure would be a good point higher. On second viewing, it's absolutely a top five.
Yeah, I think we all gave that one a really good score. That was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Directed by Steven Soderbergh. So here's what happens when you take a gimmick and you make a movie that was entirely filmed on an iPhone. And the gimmick is, you know, hey, it's an iPhone. Look, you know, it's technology. It's not your typical film. It's not filmed with, you know, the big lumbering cameras like they used back in Hollywood in the days and stuff like that. And it's a fantastic movie, partly because of... he's a great director, and partly because Claire Foy is probably my favorite actress working right now.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a great cast around her, and the story was phenomenal. And that's where everything begins. So this movie was probably I don't know how to describe it. I mean, I guess it was this year's Bye Bye Man. I mean, it was that bad. It was so horrible from beginning to end.
Ouch.
The only thing that made it better, when I first got there, I was in the theater alone. And I was like, okay, it's going to be a, like I mentioned earlier, a Santos Ellen Jr. moment where I'm just going to take my pants off and sit here alone in my underwear watching the movie. But some people showed up, thank God.
Wait, why would you take your pants off?
It's, Brian, it's just it's an end joke, man. It's a horror joke.
You know what? Never mind. I don't want to know.
But I think the answer is because I can. You know what I mean?
Why not?
Literally no one else in the theater.
Yeah.
Get comfortable. But thank
you get
God.
Comfortable by taking your pants off? I'm not going down this rabbit hole.
Are you gonna judge me? Are you judging me, Philip?
Nope. I'm ending the conversation about the pants.
Are
not
you
being
unfriending
on.
Me? All right.
I am if you keep taking your pants off.
So thank God. Thank God I saw this movie in an urban area, and a crew that came in that were sitting behind me, and we were fucking all laughing our fucking asses off the whole movie.
Really?
Yes. This was so bad, man. Everybody knew it, and I mean, my God, dude. And the sad thing is, there were some really good trailers before the movie, and we were all jumping together, and we were all like, you know, hitting each other in the ribs and like, look at this shit. And then the next thing you know, this fucking movie starts and we're all just fucking laughing our asses off. Like, what the fuck are we watching? What is this fucking piece of shit? Nothing made sense in it. The little quote unquote, I'm using air quotes here, twist ending. That was another twist ending after that. It made absolutely everything before it make no sense. Like, what was the point of the build-up if that's how you're going to twist it? It was like,
I think I know which ending you saw.
Twisting. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what ending I saw. This was absolute garbage. I want my MoviePass swipe back. I got to see this movie for free because I swiped my MoviePass. I want that swipe back. It's not fair that I should have to count this against my free MoviePass.
I want my $3.24 back.
Shit, dude, I want my $2, you know, to quote the little kid from Better Off Dead. I mean, fuck.
$2.
Dude, there was nothing redeeming about this movie. All the characters were totally hateable. Nothing happened, literally, for the first hour, literally. You're watching people fucking click on a computer and listening to music.
You're looking at Spotify, and you're looking at this guy trying to develop his little fucking software and all kinds of, you know, a lot of clicking this and clicking that, and then going back to Skype, and they're talking about this, and then he'll go back and message someone. You know, that's like the first hour.
Literally.
I don't know that I can deal with that.
Long movie. Yeah. Yeah, this was bad, dude. Philip, you missed
it,
right?
Yeah, I missed it, but just having said that, with the first hour just being like from a computer screen looking out onto somebody else, like, I get the idea, but it would make me insane because I just don't like that world.
And that is exactly why I did not tell my daughter to put her phone away, because it's like you're watching somebody's like Skype conversation, but
right.
She can't chime in or do anything, and you're just sitting there for an hour.
Yeah.
It's terrible, man. It's terrible. Tough. So what would this movie have been like had it been written by somebody who knew what the fuck they were doing and directed by like a Steven Soderbergh, Brian?
It would have been insane.
I could have pictured, I want a good dark internet movie. I want one where the whole movie you're watching the, you know, the clicks and the videos and stuff like that pop up. This wasn't it.
Because the concept is creepy.
Well, maybe the third one will be good, because you know this movie's going to make money, and you know Blumhouse probably spent like...
How is it
going to
make money, dude? It was horrible. Nobody was in my movie theater except...
The Bye Bye Man made money.
Well, thank God.
Are they
going
to come out with a fucking sequel?
Thank
you. They
that?
Will.
Thank
they
you.
Will.
Thank
I know
God
they will.
They haven't come out with the Bye Bye Man Part 2 yet.
They will.
Hopefully he's too busy doing playing Saru in Star Trek now to go do the Bye Bye Man again, you know? Mm.
Doug Jones has time for anything.
God damn, dude. This was horrible. You want to do scores so we can do the one or two little spoilers? And thank God we had so much news this week, or this would have been a two-minute podcast.
I'm going to give it a 10.
Okay, Philip gives it. He gives it a 10.
I'm just kidding. I didn't see it.
I will give it a, because I like the premise that went nowhere, I guess.
Careful what you say.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
You're gonna regret it.
I give it a 1.
Wow. That is.
Like I said, the idea of what they tried to do is the only thing I really liked about the movie.
There's only one scene. There's one scene I do give it a 1 also, Brian. Because I thought it was funny as hell when the one little fucking kid that had all the conspiracy theories.
It's like a separate kick to each nut.
But it took forever.
That's your ones.
I wish they had made, if that scene had been clean, this would have been a good strong 1.5 movie. But because they fucked that scene up, and like you could see how he was scrolling around in a circle with his mouse with the arrow.
Yeah.
The sound effects thing. I was like, get to the fucking point, man. You know who did that scene better? Home Alone.
Oh,
am I right, Brian?
Home Alone.
Yeah.
The same exact scene, right? Uh-huh. All right.
Have been the best death of the movie.
There you go.
Actually,
a 1. Just a really fucking hard kick to one nut in particular for each guy.
But you know what? I will say this. I am very glad. I was kind of worried because there was a lot of good movies coming out this year and a lot of mediocre movies that have come out this year, but there haven't been any really pieces of shit until I saw this. So thank God my bottom five is at least starting to flesh out now.
Well, now you have it.
This is a motherfucking spoiler alert. You've been fucking warned. This is a motherfucking spoiler alert. You've been fucking warned. This is a motherfucking spoiler alert. You've been fucking warned.
All right, spoilers?
What? I don't even know if there's anything to spoil. You know what? Like I said, there's fucking no death scenes.
Okay.
You know what?
The ending.
Right before the ending, you get the girl.
The ending made no sense because why would he sit out in the middle of the fucking road on his fucking bicycle and waiting for a goddamn truck to run him over?
Okay, we got the same ending. So.
Okay, so wait, all right, so there was one ending where it was legitimately dark web guys who were just killing people for the money, and then there was another ending where they were demons.
Oh, I
know what you're talking about. I got the, where it panned out, and it was like a bunch of different screens, and it was people.
Yes.
Because they were taking their mask off.
Okay.
As always, we want to thank you for listening to another episode of The Horror Returns. We'd love to hear your feedback and ideas. You can always reach us at thehorrorreturns@gmail.com. Be sure to follow us. Where, Brian?
Everywhere. Facebook.
On the dark web?
On the dark web. Just search The Horror Returns.
I don't think I want to go to the dark web.
We'll watch you all the time.
So, listen, Brian, you've got us some damn good movies to watch. I actually watched the first half of Motel Hell, which I have to admit I've never seen before, and it was funny as fuck. I can't wait to talk about these movies. So, what are the three movies we're talking about next week, Brian?
As you mentioned, Motel Hell, The Fog, and help me out.
I think it's the original Maniac, right?
Yes, the original Maniac.
So I've ever seen any of those.
Yes. You know what? I've seen The Fog several times, but neither of the other two. So I'm looking forward to the year in horror 1980. So we got to have the Nez on some 80s year in horror shows for sure. And that's a given. And then we got to have Christopher G. Moore, who does the Decades of Horror 1980s for Gruesome Magazine, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some other 80s fans out there. Okay, so we're going to put this out right now. This is going to be our first of the year in horror in the 80s. Since the 80s had so much good shit, I think we're probably going to do one for each year. Is that safe to say?
Down.
That's cool. I'm totally down for that.
So probably about every other month we'll do a year in horror, like 80, 81, 82. So if you guys are interested, please email us, message us, reach out to us. We'd love to have more guests on the show. So yeah. In the meantime, until the horror returns again, Brian.
Good.